Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com. Title is God's Will for Us. How do we know what God's will is? I'm going to start out with some verses from the Bible. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell gave up their dead that were in them. And they were judged, every one according to their works. And hell and death were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 13 to 15. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, they shall have their portion in the lake burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. There will be no world to live in like the one we live in now. We have free will in this world to live our life the way we want to live it. Here is where we decide where we want to live after death of the flesh. It's pretty simple. He who chooses God will have life. Those that choose the world will have death. Nothing complicated about that. Some do accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and continue to live a worldly life, not fulfilling the laws of righteousness and proving the promises of God. Also, it would be a shame if Jesus' life, death, and resurrection happened in vain for any one of us. We can't live on both sides of the fence at the same time. Although many try and even convince themselves that it's okay. Read the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, verses 18 to 23. People have a tendency to become relaxed in their walk with the Lord. In order to reach the place where God's will becomes ours, we need to follow Jesus first. Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus will show us and teach us what we need to do step by step. No one, not any man, can lead you to God. Jesus tells us to pick up our cross and follow him. He also tells us to renounce ourselves, which means to give up our life, the worldly life. Luke 9:23. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. Jesus tells us to pick up our cross daily. That is so that we can nail our flesh to it. As Paul writes in Galatians 5, verse 24, you cannot belong to Christ unless you crucify all self-indulgent passions and desires. So why is it that so many people hear but refuse to listen? Read what Jesus says in Revelation 3, verses 18 to 21. I warn you, buy from me the gold that has been tested in the fire to make you really rich, and white robes to clothe you and cover your shameful nakedness, and eye ointment to put on your eyes so that you are able to see. I am the one who reproves and disciplines all those he loves, so repent in real earnest. Look, I am standing at the door, knocking. If one of you hears me calling and opens the door, I will come in to share his meal side by side with him. Those who prove victorious, I will allow to share my throne, just as I was victorious myself and took my place with my Father on his throne. There are many scriptures in the Bible where Jesus mentions what it takes to be a disciple of his. Read them. Jesus has white robes that have been washed in his precious life-giving blood for us to put on. But first we need to purify ourselves from sin so that we don't stain the white robes. We need to overcome the flesh and let Jesus circumcise our flesh of all that is corrupt. Then we can go to the Father as a child, immature spiritually and ready to be taught and receive spiritual things that will make us grow to mature spiritual adults and become one with God. Don't die with sin. Overcome by letting Jesus show you the way. Don't enter heaven through the back door naked and in shame. Pray hard, be patient, and show Jesus how strong your desire is and your willingness to want to overcome and please God. Thank you, and may God bless you always with His love.